Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now along comes Crosby.
I don't spend too much time ranking them. They all only count as one. Doesn't matter how pretty they are. So I told Gens after his, I said it was really nice. Too bad it only counts as one. But, you know, those are fun. It's tough. I mean, the way teams defend, and it's tough to score goals that, you know, that are a little nicer sometimes. And when you get them, you have fun with it. It's only ones. It was nice to get.
Penguins a minus 120 winner on the puck line last night against the Avalanche at home. Inside PPG Paints Arena, ending Colorado's unbeaten streak. The last undefeated team in the NHL, in part because of a marvelous goal by Sidney Crosby. Great two-way play, as per usual. The Penguins keep on trucking. Now winners of three straight. I had the Penguins last night. And we're here at the Sportsbook inside the Rivers Casino. The new Sportsbook inside the Rivers Casino.
Kind of want to just go not do the show, sit and watch whatever replays are on right now at this time of day. I'm ready to go. NHL Network, things of that nature.
There should be an afternoon hockey game
every day. Just rotate one through. Like, just call. They should just make it a game where no matter what the network is, it is just overt references to, like, here's the line, here's, you know, the odds of so-and-so scoring. Make it like a gambler's paradise kind of thing.
I think just like in baseball, when a team's on a long trip, like let's say they're out west, All right, you play a night game in L.A., you come back, you play an afternooner in Anaheim.
Oh,
how great would that be?
Big time. That's big stuff right there.
And that way the NHL, which let's face it, is fighting for coverage outside of places like Pittsburgh nationally, you know, you'd have live sporting events going on from, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon till like 1 a.m.
Your West Coast games? Why not? Now, the players will say, well, it's too tough. It's too much work on our part. Eh, come on. Work, schmirk. The Columbus Day thing.
Actually, here's how you do it. You flip it. The first game is an afternoon game. The second game of the back-to-back is a night game, so they have more time
to rest,
to recover. They might actually like that better.
R&R. I like that. I like that a lot. They have time to party after the first game, do things that hockey players do. Like Sidney Crosby. He sounded happy, did he not, there? Like an ebullient Sidney Crosby, which is rare. He usually, when he's talking after games, even after wins, it's usually like this incredibly polished sounding, like I'm not going to give away much emotion either way. Clearly pleased with himself after last night, and frankly he should be, because I think I can remember out of seven games, one bad one he's played this year, where I came off away from it thinking, all right, that didn't look
what
like
would
that a vintage.
Be the Buffalo game?
I think so, yeah. Where he and pretty much the rest of the team did not show. And outside of that, he's basically been a 2 points per game guy because he's got 12 now. He's been unbelievably good. And I don't know, I thought this team was in huge trouble like two or three games in because of Malkin's injury.
Yeah, you said they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Well, they still might not because it's a long season and they have a habit and a penchant of getting hurt a lot. But early on here, he has transformed what I thought would be like survival mode October into them flourishing for the time being.
I think they're a lock to make the playoffs, primarily because since all of the concussions, he's been relatively healthy. And if you're telling me Sidney Crosby is going to play 70-plus games, I think the Penguins will find their
way. He's on a run right now that looks very reminiscent of right before what he got concussed the first time, what he was actually doing, which was basically transcending the game. He's playing at that level at this moment in time.
Are you ready for the Pens 3 Stars report brought to you by Ken Ganley, Toyota of Pleasant Hills, Chris?
I just had like an acid flashback to a different time where there was somebody saying, Mulzy, are you ready for Pens playback?
Three Sidney Crosby questions to start today's show.
Okay.
Is he still the greatest player in the world?
No. I just – Connor McDavid is so so gifted offensively. Can he be number two and I not have like a horde of angry Pittsburghers coming after me? Connor McDavid's awesome. He's awe-inspiring now. I have to go with the younger option here. Like, is LeBron...
Why does youth matter? Like, why would age, like...
Because I think he can physically dominate even to a greater degree that Crosby still manages.
I thought you meant, like, you have to, like, favor the player that has a brighter future or more upside.
No,
I'm talking about what are they
right
now. Right
now, I still think... I mean, look what Edmonton's doing, by the way. They're off to a racing start. I mean, he looks great. He had another huge game last night.
Yes, he did.
Well, Craig didn't have him in our goal bet, our season-long goal bet, so that didn't matter much to Craig, although he had Draisaitl.
No, he has McDavid.
Oh, yeah, he's both of them. That's right.
He doesn't have James Neal.
Oh, no, he doesn't. I would say
but
this.
But he could have had James Neal.
He could have, but he didn't. I would say this. He's the second-best player in the league, but he's the most complete, if that makes sense. I'll go with the guy who's just phenomenally gifted offensively.
McDavid is 17 points. Sid is 12.
He's the best player.
And the Oilers aren't first place.
I don't think it's... Only in this town, if we're talking hockey, I think, is saying that Sidney Crosby is the second best player in hockey right now and not the best some sort of anathema. Like, how dare you suggest that? Because of who he is and how he carries himself, people want to make his great achievements almost mythical. He is playing awesome hockey. There's one guy playing better.
Question number two. Is Sidney Crosby better without Malkin in the lineup? We've heard for years, subtract Crosby and you get the best Malkin.
Yeah, you've had empirical proof of that with Malkin, too, though. Like, you've had it be backed up by the stats. His numbers, I think, somebody did, like, a thing where they were able to separate games with and games without and get that split, and I think the points per game was noticeably higher, not just, like, a statistically insignificant number. Crosby certainly seems like it right now. I think both of those guys are.
But do you actually believe that? Is Sidney Crosby better without?
No, I don't think either. I don't think either player is actually better. They might play better for stretches because there's that certain superstar thing where if you know the team has to have you playing great, you can raise your level. But if you put Sidney Crosby out there, or if you put Evgeny Malkin out there without the other for multiple seasons at a time, I do not think that you would get better production than you get when they're together. Because defenses will eventually, over time, just key on them and, I think, wear them down.
Well, then how did Malkin win an MVP award without Sid?
One season.
Oh, yeah, that's the only season he's had without Sid,
really. I'm saying, like, one season, though, would be, like, my max, and he was a much younger man. Maybe you could make a more convincing argument that there's a way that they could be better without the other, like, because mentally they can take it to such a different level and physically they can back it. Not in their early 30s, though. Like, you still want them drafting off the – let me put it this way. Let me answer the question thusly. If it were Malkin out for the year, done, torn ACL, done till next season, would you give the Penguins any realistic chance to win the Cup, not knowing what they might do in trades? I wouldn't.
No, I don't.
But if you have both of them in the fold, realistically,
I think you always have a chance with Sid, and unless you build a terrible roster.
Yeah, but I don't think like I would ever pick them. Like, I could see picking them if they were both healthy and playing well. I'd say, all right, there's not really anybody
in the league. I think since Malkin's gone out, They've been a more disciplined team. I think they've had to produce that bunker mentality, though, not just because of Malkin's injury, but because they're down to five of their nine best forwards. You know, like their whole.
Well, this is the kind of
their top three lines have been ravaged by injury.
This is the kind of time I think when Sullivan can shine because it's easier to coach a team to have a certain level of discipline and systematic consistency when they know that there are good players injured.
So I would say Sid's not better without Malkin. I don't think it changes for Sid very much because when Malkin's in, he still sees the other team's top line, and they try to get their best defensive pairing out there against
him,
too.
Well, in his case, it's probably the only thing that changes is there's a better chance that they can only expose him to their two top defense pairs instead of, like, maybe occasionally getting that third pair.
All right, how about this for the last question? Okay. Is there a case that Sidney Crosby is better than Mario? Is there a case to be made there?
Yes. I've come around on this in recent years because, like a lot of people my age, you grow up and Mario, much like for basketball fans, I think where Jordan just casts such a large shadow over everybody else if you're of a certain age, Mario, it just felt like it wasn't real what you were watching. Like, how is somebody that big, that skilled, that fast when he wants to be, that gifted, and occasionally when he felt like playing defense, that good at it? Crosby plays, though, in an era where it is much tougher to do basically everything, where I think the general athletic level of the guys around him is a lot higher than it was in Lemieux's era. And he puts up pretty crazy numbers in spite of that. teams are gearing up and are empowered more by non-calls by referees to stop him in certain ways. Is he ever going to look as visually spectacular as Mario did? No.
Right.
But if you're taking that and exempting that from the discussion, I think there is a case to be made.
I mean, Brady never looked as physically spectacular as Dan Marino.
Nor was he, but he just kept winning.
Yeah, his accomplishments trump the aesthetics or the talents. And I think the same thing could end up being true of Sid. I don't think his resume yet, even with more Stanley Cups, I don't think his resume yet.
But if he plays till he's 38.
He plays another 10 years.
I mean,
which he could.
He'll want to.
If Brady's 42 and still going strong, why can't Sid, with the
one
body is a temple philosophy that he has on life, can't he play until
there's
his
40s? There's one or two key differences. The sport,
Mark Recchi did. Look at the way he looked.
The sport demands more of Sid than it does of Brady in terms of, like, Brady's body's a temple, but he's running like a 5'3", 40. And the NHL doesn't protect its superstars, as I've said many times, the way the NFL has gone to lengths to protect Tom Brady.
All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We're live for the Rivers Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.